We want to thank each and every one of you who have joined us here on the Master's Call. We thank and praise each one of you, and we are so delighted that you've been able to join us here. And what we're going to do at this time is I'm going to turn it over to our host for this morning, which is none other than our prayer general, Minister Robin. Minister Robin, take us away for Testimony Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning, Minister Tammy. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone, and my name is Robin Wilson here in New Jersey, and I am so excited about Testimony Thursday. But before we continue in that same vein, I just want to tell you a little bit about the Master's Call. Our call was founded in October 2010, and our founders are Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is also the ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, known as our Mother Eagle. They had a vision, God gave them a mandate, and they moved forward with the call. We are so excited that each and every single one of you joined us today. Our call is live Monday through Friday. We have an email address for you, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We invite you to send us your prayer requests. Also, send us your praise reports. We love to hear what God is doing in the lives of his people and also in the lives of those individuals who pass you are crossing. And we are looking for prayer intercessors, not just women, but men also. We have called them forward from the north, south, east, and west. And many of you are on the call, and we invite you to come join us and pray. Prayer is lifting up the name of Jesus and speaking his word. It's just that simple. We are the vessels. It is his word that's not returning void. So join us. And if you are interested, send it to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We also have a website for you, and that website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. All of our messages have been archived from the first day that this call started in 2010. You can listen to them. You can also go back to our call, and you can email them. You can download them. So we invite you to go ahead, have fun, listen to some of the messages, and share them with someone else. Many of us are Artists International distributors, and the vehicle that has brought us together is Artists International. It's a health and wellness company founded and owned by the Diaz de Leon family. Dr. PK, again, is our ambassador. If you are interested, if you're not a distributor, go back to the person that has invited you to the call. They will let you know what we are all about. And at this time, what I would like to do is have Minister LaShawn come and open us up in prayer so Dr. PK can get us started with Testimony Thursday. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. And yes, to God be the glory. We are grateful and humble that we are all able to assemble on this line. Father God, we come to you this morning prayerfully and thankfully. We come to you boldly to the throne, knowing and trusting that all that we have prayed for, all that we have envisioned, and all that we look for in a godly way will be done in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless this call. We ask that you continue to keep us in alliance. We work together well, all in accordance of you. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from anything that contaminates body, spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. So, Father, we cleanse ourselves. We detox ourselves in the name of Jesus. And we come to you asking that you clear the airwaves. Satan, you must bow down. You are a trespasser, and you are not welcome here. We demand that you leave any airwave, any plot for any demonic forces that you have. They will be casted down to the pits where you belong. Father, in the name of Jesus, we trust, touch, and agree, and know that this call will be unhindered. This call will be delivered in the name of Jesus. We will hear a clear message and the testimonies of your children, Father, Lord God. So as I close this prayer in the blood of your son, we know that it will be done. Amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. It shall be done. Well, family, I am going to call Dr. PK forward. We are going to continue with our testimony Thursday, and she is going to let us know how we're going to resume. Dr. PK.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Robin?
Yes, I can. Good morning. God bless you, Dr. PK.
God bless you. God bless you. So glad to be on this phone this morning. Good morning to the Master's listeners, Master Call listeners this morning. We bless the name of Jesus for each and every one of you on this call today. If you have a powerful testimony this morning, powerful or not, not according to my qualifications, but because you know that God Almighty has done something great for you, we ask that you star six and come into the queue, and we will happily hear what it is that you have to say. I just want to say to God be the glory this morning for all that he has done for me, and God has been so good to me. I thank God for this call and for all of the staff of this call and how we work diligently to get up every morning for this call. Now, I'm here to tell you that God blessed me in 2008 to meet Miss Marie Preston and Miss Dorothy Cook at a church convention. And some of you don't know my story because I have not shared it with you. But when God says that he will order your steps, hallelujah, you need to know that that's exactly what he means. And the thing that surprises me so much is how God, and we just are so connected with God, and he tells us to do something, and then when it gets a little hard or we have a little conflict, we won't just turn tail and run. I know that I did with artists because when I got in this business, we did not have anything in English. Everything was in Spanish. And I woke up and I said, what in the world did I do signing up with those folks? But when I saw people put that body magic on and their whole expression changed, I said, oh, my goodness, let Marie put one on me. So Miss Preston put one on me, and that which I had on just turned all around. I was in an 18 at the time, and I'm here to tell you all, that was in November. Our conference is in November. I actually got signed up because it was really difficult to get signed up then. You know, I just had so many problems getting signed up. Well, in December, I got my first check, and my first check from the business was a little over $5,000. And then after that, you all, I want you to know that we had a Macy's closing here in the Springs, and I went in, and I knew I'd lost a little weight, but I thought probably I would be wearing about a 16, 14 at the most, and they put me in a 12. I ran through that store absolutely screaming and just talking. I mean, just saying, you all I have on a 12. People didn't even know. I mean, it was like, I got a body magic on. I got on a 12. Lord have mercy. You don't know what this means. And so I'm here to tell you, because of this business, because of the inspirational call that we were on at that time, I stayed in this business, and I got pearls in the morning from inspiration from the Bible, got inspired from the men and women who were using the products and doing great in the business, were inspired and absolutely loved to hear how we were working together as a family and how the family loved the Lord. It was absolutely awesome. And so as a result of that, we went through some pretty challenging things, but I'm here to tell you the Lord gave, told me one day, your cheese has been moved, it's time for you to do something different. And I thank God that Pastor Vanessa heard me, and we moved out to do this call, and it has been it has been a ride ever since. And so I just thank the Lord for her and for her family, and I know that God is working a miracle in her life right now and in their lives. And so this morning, I just want to open up this call so that those of you who have testimonies can come forth. And I see that we have two in the queue. I'm going to take Miss Carter, and then I'm going to take Miss Jackie Henderson. Miss Carter, would you step forward to the front of the call and give us your testimony, please?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Okay, good. My name is Kendra Carter. I'm from Maryland. I was introduced to artists in August of 2010 by a good friend of mine. She introduced me to the LaVive. Currently, I suffer with limb-girdle muscular dystrophy. It's a disease that causes my muscles to die. So pretty much, you know, I have difficulty with a lot of things in my shoulders and in my legs with walking. Let me start with this. I was taking Lipitor for 3 years. My numbers for my cholesterol never went below 200. The Lipitor aggravated my muscular dystrophy, so I stopped taking it, and I was taking my Red Lavive and MultiPlus twice a day, every day. My numbers went below 200 for the first time ever, even without the Lipitor. I suffered from severe allergies. I was on 3 prescription drugs for allergies, a nasal spray, and I was taking over-the-counter medication every single day. For an entire year now, I don't take any prescription medicine for my allergies or any over-the-counter medication for my allergies. So that's amazing with the Red Lavive and the MultiPlus. Due to my muscular dystrophy, I suffer from bone-chilling pain in my hip, usually 10 to 15 days out of the month. So severe, the only way the pain would go away is if I took narcotics prescribed by my doctor. A few months ago, I started taking the Quell Calcium every day, ounce in the morning, an ounce at night, and I very rarely have that pain in my hip. I may say in 90 days, I may have it 2 or 3 days, which is amazing. So I thank artists, and I thank God every single day for blessing me with the artist products and the artist opportunity.
Amen. Thank you so very much. Totally amazing. Totally amazing. Because the thing that I like about the company is that gives us absolute wonderful products. Thank you so much, Ms. Carter, for that testimony. Because I, too, take calcium. You know, I'm over 55 now, so these bones, really, I would that I had known in my 20s how important calcium was. Because when you get older, your bones actually start decreasing. And my bone density tests aren't what they used to be. And so I thank God for this calcium because it does stop me from hurting so bad. At this time, we're going to bring to the front of the line Ms. Jackie Henderson. God bless you. You were in the queue the last time, and I felt so bad that I couldn't pull you on in, but I'm glad that you are here this morning. Take it away, Ms. Henderson.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Last time I got in the queue, and I got in the queue late because I was disobedient and I wasn't listening to God to tell my story. So I understand why I was taken out of the queue. That is no problem of yours. But I'm going to go on with my story. About 4 years ago, the beginning of the year, I started to become very ill. I went back and forth to the doctor. They could not find out exactly what was wrong with me, and they started filling me with medications. Later on in that year, I was at work, and I became very ill, and I was rushed to emergency. And from emergency, I was taken to the operating room as a result of having a heart attack. I had the heart attack. They did the surgery. They placed the stent in my heart. And then they ran tests on my body while I was in the hospital. In the hospital, they discovered I had lupus. I had a thyroid condition, which had caused me to gain a considerable amount of weight in a very short period of time. And it also showed why I was suffering with the chronic fatigue. I had chronic fatigue. I was diagnosed with chronic lung disease, chronic vein disease, chronic asthma, and like I said, the chronic fatigue. I had fibromyalgia, arthritis, diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and I always had swelling in my ankles, especially my left ankle. And at times it made it very difficult for me to walk. Okay, I made a list of medications after these diagnoses. One day I sat down and I made a list of these medications when I got to feeling better. And I realized that over the course of my treatment, I had been given at least 90 meds or more. Some of them I'm not even sure because I'd already discarded them. And at one time, I was taking 28 meds a day on a daily basis. And I want to tell you, I had a life, but I was not living. My life was very lethargic. I went from the bed to the sofa. I've even destroyed a portion of my sofa from where I just sat, not really having a life, and I was in pain constantly, so I can identify with the young lady that was just on. I tell people that I was in pain 24 and 8 days because I needed an extra day for all the pain that I suffered through. I couldn't hug my grandchildren because it hurt too bad for them to touch my body. So I went on, and finally I was introduced to artists about 3 years ago. And it came at a very crucial time of my life, like I said. And I started using the artist products, and one day I had been sent to the hospital to have an x-ray on my lungs. My lungs stay full of fluid all the time. And I forgot the x-ray. I had gotten in the garage and got in the car and was about to leave, and I had forgotten the x-ray. And someone had taken the x-ray upstairs, and it was on the desk upstairs. Well, I didn't go upstairs any more than I absolutely had to because it was too painful to climb the stairs. I had to use the railings to climb the steps. Then I could only go up about 2 or 3 stairs before I had to stop to catch my breath because I was always so short of breath. And like I said, in a severe pain. Well, this particular morning, I went up the stairs and got the x-ray, and I started halfway down the stairs, and I just stopped in my tracks because I realized that not only had I gone upstairs to get this x-ray, I hadn't touched the rails to do it, and I had ran up the stairs and was in the process of running back down. And I stopped and realized there was no pain, and I was doing this on my own. I was so excited, I skipped on off to the doctor's office. When I got to the doctor's office, to the doctor's appointment, and she started to examine me. She started to talk about how much better I looked even in my face, and my blood pressure was coming in. It's a perfect she got my blood pressure as 117 over 70, and that hadn't happened in such a long time. And she says, well, everything is looking great. She says, let's get your test back. I didn't say anything to her at the time, but I was sitting there praising God and thanking God for Artis. So I went back a couple of times to the doctor. When she got my test back, she said, I don't know what it is that you're doing, but whatever it is, you keep doing. Your cholesterol's down. The cholesterol's almost to normal. Your blood pressure is perfect. She said your thyroid is back to normal. She said, and you? She said, so I don't know what it is you're doing. And I told her, I said, I'm doing artists, and you should do it too. So she said, well, I'd like to know a little bit more about artists. And I told her, wait a minute, let me give you a sample. So I give her some of the little sample bottles. At the time, we had the little bottles of Lavive in the little small bottles. She said, well, I like this green Lavive. She took the green Lavive and drank it. She said, I'm going to try this. She tried it, and then she invited me to do a party for her. And she was starting a weight loss business, and I went in to talk to her ladies. And at the time, I was given the showcase, and I talked about how the green Lavive would help with the acid reflux. She interrupted and says, well, that's what has been happening to me because I haven't had acid reflux, and I don't know how much I can remember now since I've been drinking this, and I've also lost 5 pounds. I need to lose about 15 pounds, so I'm almost there. So, and then taking that Plaquenil, too, like the young lady spoke about the Plaquenil, some people don't realize one of the side effects of the Plaquenil is it can make you go blind because it turns the backside of your eyeballs black. And they discovered a tumor on my eye, and they were ready to operate, but I continue to take my products, and they have said, well, we're just going to wait and see. It's still there. We're going to wait and see. But I tell you what, people, I got the feeling so good, and I guess I got beside myself, and I stopped taking my products, and I stopped taking anything. And like I said, I had gone from those 28 medications down to 14, and then they had reduced me down to none, and I stopped taking my products because I thought I was, you know, she-man, and just really just forgot what God had blessed me with. And like the message says, your setback is a setup for your blessings. So I had a setback. I had to go back to the hospital, and I had surgery on my heart again because I had a second heart attack. But to show you how good God is with the artist products, while the surgeon was operating on me, they had medicated me. I couldn't feel what was going on in my body, but I was talking to the surgeon at the time during the surgery. And when I come out of the surgery and went back to my room, I was feeling pretty good. I was still a little bit out of it, but I was feeling pretty good and pretty much conscious of what was going on around me. The doctor came back in, and even the doctor said to me, you know, you have divine favor over your life. He said, because the type of heart attack that you suffered, and you were asleep, and you woke up and came to the hospital. But let me tell you, I didn't go to the hospital because of my heart. I went for another reason. And he said, well, God woke you up and brought you to this hospital because people don't wake up from what you just experienced. And I thank God for the products that were still doing their works in my body, although I had stopped taking them. So now I'm convinced that artists, not only is appointment with artists has changed my life, an appointment with artists has saved my life. So I thank God for artists.
Jackie, we thank you so very much for your testimony this morning. You've said so many things. I don't know what causes us to stop using that which is good, but I guess it's because once we get in a place, because I did the same thing. You know, I stopped wearing my body magic. I really did. And it is not just a girdle. It is a medicinal garment that really, and I didn't know about all of the other, you know, I had the products, but I didn't think that I really needed them. The nutritional products, I just felt that I was energized. But this is food. I told somebody last night, they said, I don't want to take any more pills. I got plenty of doctor pills. And I said, yeah, you surely do. And every one of them have a side effect. And these are not just pills. This is food. Think of the fact that you have a variety of food that you can take that you can eat every day that will absolutely bless your body. The Bible says that we overcome by the words of our testimony. And when we share what God has done with us and for us, through us and with us, others are encouraged to go forward. So often we sit and we go to church and we just eat the spiritual food, and we just eat the spiritual food, and we don't ever do anything with it. We don't go out and share it or anything. And that's what I don't want us to do with this business. I don't want us to just eat of these products and not go out and share them. And so at this time, we have one more testimony. And, Rushi, I know you can't hardly do this in 2 minutes, but I'm going to ask you to get close to it because we are definitely running out of time, and this will not be our last time for doing testimonies. And I don't know, the team and I are going to decide whether it's going to be testimony Tuesdays and Thursdays, how we're going to do this, but this is so important for us to hear what others and we as each other are going through with these products, okay? Rushi, you...
Okay, Dr. PK, it is so wonderful to hear you on the call. I know y'all thought that I wasn't on here, but I have to jump on when I can get on. I just want you all to know that Artist is the product of the product, and I am an Artist fan. I can say almost 3 years ago I was suffering with... copper toner in both of my hands with rheumatoid arthritis in my back after doing half of 32 years. And I came into Artist because of a young lady saw me with the braces on my hand, and she told me about the body magic. I said, I know about the magic, but I need to know what the product can do. And she told me that I know the product can work, but she hadn't been taking the product. So I got into the company, and getting into the company, I had copper toner so severe. After doing half of 30 years, my finger was tingling. I was burning 4 days in the morning. I was wearing these braces 24/7. I was hurting, Dr. PK, and nothing relieved me out of all the medication the doctor had me on. So I jumped onto the Cora Calcium. I started taking the Green 29 3 years ago before anyone started even talking about opening the pills up, because I knew that it would help you with your alkaline and your enzyme, and that takes the swelling off of your feet, your hands, your arms, your leg, and everything. Then I started taking the Triple Lifeline, which we call the Omega-369. Then I started taking the Pure Noni. Larissa gave me 2 bottles because she said, I don't like the way that stuff tastes. And she said, I think it's spoiled because it wouldn't shake up in the bottle because it was so tight. So I said, Larissa, don't worry about it. Just give it to me. I started taking the Pro Digest. I got on all of Artist products to see that they work, because I am a hairstylist. I have my own line of hair products. And before I can sell something for another company, I had to know what it can do for me. So with my getting on the product and everything, I got on the product, stayed on the product so long, that's when I knew that I was at the right place at the right time, and I knew that it had a healing for me. I was on Ambience to go to sleep after losing my son. I was on all kind of medication for sleep disorder. So once I jumped into Artist, I started sleeping. I stopped taking the medication. I went to the doctor. 3 years later, on last December, is when the doctor gave my health assessment and said, I've never seen a person get off of all medication, don't take anything at your age, not even a blood pressure pill. Blood pressure now, like I went to the doctor on last Thursday, 117 over 77. No cholesterol problem, no high blood pressure, no copper toner, no kind of toner. Only toner I have is to tune in for Artist International. Continue to take the product because I am a product of the product. I remember when Dr. PK and I got on the phone and she called me and she said she had a sleeping disorder. She said, Rushi, I'm tired of taking this medication. I said, Dr. PK, we're going to talk about some remedies with Artist that can help you. So I know our time is up, and I just want y'all to know an appointment of Artist, like Jackie said, would change her life. It changed my life and got a lot of more life out here to change. I didn't get in until 1:30 this morning after meeting the lady last Saturday with Nicola Jackson at our Super Saturday Solar Bottle, one bottle of LaVie last night. She come from Mississippi, still here. Felt bad, called me at last night at 11 by 10 o'clock while the conference call was on. I got in my car driving down the expressway while the conference call from the company was on, carried her some Power Boost for her husband, carried her some Pro Digest for her, and Green LaVie because she had reflux real bad. And I put on the Pro Digest, the reflux, sit there with her an hour and a half talking to Larissa while I'm sitting there with her. The lady called me and said, hey, when I get back home, I'm going to be a part of Artist International. That's my testimony for this morning. May God be with you all, and I see y'all on the right side of the money. Be blessed.
Rushi, thank you so, so very much for that testimony. You are just so dynamic, and you have just blessed us from the time you got on this call back in 2008 up until now, and I just thank God for you. Yes, you are responsible for me getting on this number, because this was some of the nastiest tasting stuff I'd ever tasted. But the thing that surprised me, Rushi, was when I took and mixed that noni with some Multiplus and with some of the Blue Lavive, I couldn't tell that the noni was in it. And then you told somebody they needed to drink it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. I closed my nose and I started drinking it on an empty stomach every morning. And then right behind it, I'll drink me just a little taste of something else. But I'm just getting to the point. I mean, you can adjust to anything. You can adjust to anything. And if it's, and the noni is the one that crosses all nine of our systems in our body. And so we absolutely need to use that noni. It's pure noni, and it really has made me feel better. You all, we're going to bring this call to a close this morning. I want you all to know that an appointment with artists has also changed my life, but I know that God gave Papa Diaz de Leon this vision, and I also know that Satan fights it with a vengeance and tries to silence it every opportunity he gets. So as prayer warriors, as those who get up early in the morning, we ask that you please pray for us. I understand that there are members on here who are not with artists. My number is 586-747-8000. I ask that each of you who are not with artists this morning to please feel free to call me. I really need to talk to you, not about the business, but I want to talk to you about what we are going to be doing every morning on this call. Please give me a call this morning, 586-747-8000. God has given me a word for all who are not a part of artists and are not committed to this particular vision. Please give me a call if you're on this call this morning. I also want you to go on and mark your calendars for the hour of prayer call that we are going to have on this Saturday. This Saturday, the company is going to have somebody from the Diaz de Leon family on. It starts at 8 o'clock Pacific time, and it's going to be 9 o'clock Mountain time and on down through. And I will be getting the numbers out to you for the call tomorrow. I'll have that right here at my hand. Back to you, Tammy. Back to you, Robin, whichever one to give us our closing prayer so that we can get on out of here this morning.
Minister LaShawn, go ahead and close out the call with prayer, please. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You're
on. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Good morning. What an awesome call. Father, we trust in you, and we have come boldly again because your grace is amazing, and you are ever so loving. We come to you praising you and asking you for comfort. You told Mary and Martha not to weep and not to moan. You told us, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And we come to you, Father, for our prayer and those prayer requests that are heard and unheard. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for blessing Justin and his wife, Sandra. We thank you in advance for releasing their funds and multiplying them like you know how. We thank you for our sister Underwood, the Tunton family. You felt that the work of the children was done, but God, we know that your gifts are everlasting, and to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Father, Lord God. So we ask that you keep the faith for them. Keep them strong. Keep them faithful in praising you, Father, Lord God. Give them the strength and understanding of Job. Let them know that joy will come in the morning, and you will not give anybody on this earth anything that they cannot handle. Father, we now lift up Jackie, Rushi, Andrew, Joni, the Prestons, the Weatherspoons, the Hendersons, the Sim Wilsons, the Beatties, and those who are in need of prayer and of comfort. We thank you for touching Gloria Lewis, for she will
be cancer. Her lymph nodes will be healed. And we trust and touch and agree that no matter what, Father, you are here for us from sunrise to sunset. Bless and forgive those who are imprisoned physically, criminally, mentally. Forgive and heal those with diseases and addictions in the name of Jesus. We cast you down, Satan. You are not welcome. Cancer, diabetes, lupus, addiction, depression, HIV, heart failure, any other thing with a name must bow down in the name of Jesus. Relinquish yourself now for God's children. We thank you, Father, for the testimonies this day. We thank you for Artists International and the products that are changing lives each and every moment of the day. Thank you so much for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for the fruit and minerals that you created that are found in the products of Artists International. And thank you for the mandate that we must follow to take care of our bodies, Father, Lord God, as you take care of us. So now as we close this prayer, as we close this call, we ask that you remind us to be ministers in the marketplace, to be humble, to be honest, and to follow your word, Father, Lord God, for us not to be facetious, for us to be always loving, and for us to always be kind to one another. Forgive those the way you have forgiven us. All these things we ask humbly in your name, Father, Lord God. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Minister Tammy?
Minister
Thank
Robin.
You, Minister. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for closing us in prayer, and also thank you for greeting the people this morning. I want to say before we end the call, don't forget that we have a campaign going on for Evangelist Gwen Beatty. There is fundraiser number 2 will be held Saturday at the Illinois Institute of Technology for those that live in Chicago, Illinois. The website is thewinningcircle1.com. She is an Artist International distributor, and she is also one of the ministers that brings the word of God forward here on this call, and she's blessed many of us. And if you're not in a Chicago area, you can also go to www.fillabottlesavealife.com. She is taking holistic products in addition to the artist products, and God is showing out in her life. So, again, don't forget the fundraiser. Go to the website. We love you. Thank you for being on the call, and we'll speak with you tomorrow. Don't forget to be the minister in the marketplace. Bye-bye for now.